what to say on Easter Day, hey? A day of party poppers, a day of chocolate for breakfast, unless that's just our house. That's not just our house. Chocolate for breakfast, yeah. And a day of balloons, roast dinners, and gathering together. It's the day when we celebrate a recreation of a beloved and broken creation, and the day when that bursts out with new life from a tomb in a garden. It's a day when the fear, despair, doubt of all of those who love Jesus turns to joy and amazement, and I mean, in some cases, definitely still doubt, because it was quite a weird day, but it's an amazing transformation. The cross and the tomb were supposed to be the end of the story. Another hopeful hero who seemed like he might be different from the rest, crushed, just like the rest, by religious power politics and all of that machine, and also by a merciless empire. And yet, on the third day, stone rolled away, body gone, empty tomb, and he's there, just walking in the garden. And now, in an age of Marvel movies, I'm not going to say anything bad about Marvel movies, but in an age of Marvel movies, it is easy to misread the resurrection, because we know the story, don't we? You know, the hero, they look like they're dead because they fell off a plane, they fell over a cliff, they fell down a waterfall, any other thing, a bullet, but then, phew, oh, they're back, they weren't really dead, hooray, just in the nick of time. They managed to cheat death, and it's a nifty plot twist. But Jesus did not cheat death. He beat death. It rhymes, but it is still true. He was truly dead and buried. He was laid out, lifeless, on a cold grave slab. He was dead. But by willingly entering death, God himself was able to destroy death from the inside. Death could not hold him. We sang that. And therefore, its hold on God's beloved creation is broken as well. And that's why today, over the wonderful and much loved missed ones we've lost, even this year, we've lost some. But because it's Easter, we say over them, the saying that is written will come true. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? But sometimes, even on Easter Day, we have to say it with gritted teeth. And in the whole Easter story, we see the true depths of the love of God for a broken creation. We see how far God was willing to go to bring about that new creation where there'll be no more mourning, crying, death, or pain. And that new creation, with its resurrection life, is breaking out even now. And sure, right now, we live in the in-between times. We look back to the resurrection of Jesus as the beginning of the renewal of all things, but that renewal of all things is still to come in its fullness. And so around us and within us, we can see resurrection life and the decay of the old order of things. We have to cope with dual vision. And some days it does seem to be more Good Friday or Holy Saturday than Easter Sunday. Martin Luther King said this, "Evil may so shape events that Caesar will occupy a palace and Christ a cross. But that same Christ will rise up and split history into AD and BC so that even the life of Caesar must be dated by his name. Yes, the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends towards justice." In a world after Easter, we know for sure where the universe is headed. We can be certain of that. But in a world after Easter, we know that the way we get there is not going to be all fluffy bunnies, daffodils, and rainbows. We know from Easter that new life comes out of death. It's a pattern we see all around us. Jesus pointed to the natural world, reminding us that it's once a seed falls to the ground and dies, only then can new life spring up. And I don't know why, quite, but I see it in my own life too. It's in the dead places that new life is springing up. After Easter, as we look around us, I would ask you, don't allow yourself the luxury of despair, because there's no place too hopeless that God's love cannot transform it. As we look at the dead places around us in our world and the dead places in our lives, that painful divorce, the gnawing doubt that won't go away, a hopeless addiction, a weight of disappointment, we just need to make some space for new life to spring up. We have no way of knowing when or how it will appear. We don't know when the third day will be, but we know that now we live after Easter. And as we are alive to resurrection, this resurrection pattern and the resurrection that we know happened in history, we can kind of, I sense a bubbling joy of hopefulness within myself, because the resurrection lives within me too, the life and the power. And the new creation task that starts on Easter Day is mine to join in. It's yours to join in with. There is a place, I believe, where your greatest joy meets the world's greatest need. And it's that place where you need to get busy and bring some resurrection to the world around us.